I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. According to the latest research on Parkinson's disease, a regular routine of physical exercise can help alleviate symptoms, and it might even slow the progression of the disease. To talk about physical therapy and exercise that is most beneficial for patients with Parkinson's is Dr. Vanessa Henson. She's a professor of neurology and the director of the Movement Disorders Program at MUSC. Dr. Henson, why is exercise particularly beneficial for people who have Parkinson's disease?
Exercise is a very powerful tool to actually turn Parkinson's disease around for people living with the disorder. People who exercise regularly will have improved balance, their tremor will diminish, they're more agile, it can actually help reduce falls, and we even see benefits on cognition and memory. We minimize the brain changes that occur with aging in people who exercise regularly, and there's actually an impact on the brain lesions that occur with Parkinson's disease in those who exercise regularly.
And how does exercise possibly help stop the progression of Parkinson's?
Exercise does four specific things at the brain level. It will increase blood flow to the brain. It increases the expression of protective growth factors that keep the brain safe from any damage to the brain that Parkinson's would like to inflict on it. It optimizes the use of energy by the brain cells, and it reduces inflammation. And researchers have actually shown in mouse models of Parkinson's disease that if a mouse is forced to exercise regularly for 3 months, it is completely resistant to any experimental form of Parkinson's disease.
Is it important for patients who are newly diagnosed with Parkinson's to get started with exercise right away?
We have just learned that from an exciting new research project that's called the Parkinson Outcome Project, where researchers followed 8,000 people with Parkinson's disease across four countries. And they found that those people who started an intense exercise regimen early had a better quality of life compared to those people who started the same regimen at a later point of time in Parkinson's disease.
What types of exercise seem to help most?
We have physical therapy, and there is one particular methodology that we call LSVT-BIG, which is a program that's designed to help the problems that Parkinson's disease patients have.
And what about the actual exercise?
There are structured exercise classes. Some examples are rock steady boxing, which is a non-contact form of boxing specifically designed for those living with Parkinson's disease. Another form of structured exercise are dance classes. Tai Chi can help with balance. And then there is aqua therapy for those people who have joint problems and really can't do some more intense form of exercise.
And how to get started with exercise?
The first important thing is to clear with your primary care physician how much you can do. So we need to make sure that blood pressure, heart rate, blood flow to the heart are in a safe range. But safety is first. We don't want to do anything that makes you hurt after you're done. And you have to love it because you have to stick with it to see the benefit.
And how frequently do patients need to do these exercises?
We see most benefit if a patient exercises a minimum of 3 times a week and 45 minutes each time they exercise.
Dr. Henson, thank you for providing this information about Parkinson's disease and exercise.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.